This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Trump's also claiming house at the IRS. Of course, that's the left's most cherished bureaucracy. Nearly 7,000 IRS bureaucrats were fired today. And the left has been in a total meltdown over their fate.
The Internal Revenue Service is also one of the hyper-efficient federal government agencies by far. It is the agency which makes money for the federal government. The truth is the IRS costs zero.
If we're cutting staff at the IRS, that means your payment and your refund will not get processed in a timely manner.
It's tax season, and they're also looking to not just access IRS systems, but also potentially lay off IRS workers there. I mean, this is a full-scale assault on government, and it's going to have impacts.
Remember Biden's 80,000 agents? Well, the IRS just doesn't cost zero. It spent over $16 billion in fiscal year 2023. And again, the Biden administration moved to hire what was 20,000 new employees, $80 billion to improve tax enforcement, meaning more targeting of hardworking Americans.
More targeting of hardworking Americans, because Lee, there's people who need your money.
No. I mean, we've got to return the government's money to them because this is not ours, obviously.
No, clearly it is not.
We don't have any possession of the money that we earn.
No, why would we? New Doge figures out this morning. They are shocking, from Fox News. And look, they're just getting, this is just the off-the-shelf fraud, okay? This is just the really easy-to-spot fraud now that they have breached the Social Security Agency. Total, so far, improper payments between fiscal years 2015 and 2022, they have not done 23 and 24 yet, okay? This is just for 7 years. $72 billion with a B. $72 billion.
There's a couple of aircraft carriers right there.
Well, yeah, and what they were saying is, look, these are still active, okay? A lot of these accounts. Like, if we don't fix this, because remember, Doge can't just go flip it off, right? Obviously, the president has to tell him to. But if we don't fix this, if it doesn't end, we'll just do it again over the next 7 years. Okay, that's what they've found so far. Now, in addition to that, they have 44,000 people with birth dates listed before 1920. Before 1920. So we're talking at least 105 years old.
Yeah.
14,000? There aren't, unfortunately, when you go over 105, there aren't even 1,200 of them in this country. But there's 44,000 still receiving Social Security payments. So they're not even counting that in the fraud total because they have to sort it out. They've got to figure out, is, you know, great, great, great Aunt Edna, like, you know, interred somewhere, or is she like holed up in a nursing home somewhere? She actually is 106, you know? And again, that's before 1920, right? So that doesn't mean, you know, 1919. That could be 1905. It could be, you know, whatever. So
1875.
Yeah, because why not,
exactly.
Right? I got to tell you, if you are a Civil War veteran,
that's,
I want,
right,
to interview you on the show,
yes,
okay?
Yes.
I do. I want to know all about it. Like,
no,
please,
matter which side you fought on.
I don't even care.
Yes.
Because that would be quite something. You actually saw living slaves. Unbelievable. All right. So all of that's going on. Meanwhile, Rand Paul is trying to reason with the left.
Well, good luck with that.
Yeah. And I don't know if you remember it was 2 years ago now, it was a poll. And they were asking the American people, like, how big do you think the national debt is, right? And it was only like 12% of Americans got the answer basically right. They gave them a range. And there were many, many people who thought it was under $5 trillion. I think it was like 30 or 40% of people who thought it was under $5 trillion. And then it's another like third of people who thought it was under $20 trillion. It's 36. The American people don't understand how broke we are. And Rand Paul came up with a really good way to explain it to them. And first, he was talking about like the stupid stuff we've sent to Ukraine.
$4.8 million spent in Ukraine for social media influencers. While you're at it, but the people who vote for this, I've voted against all of this, but the members of the Senate who voted for this spent several hundred thousand dollars sending designers in Ukraine to the fashion show in Paris. It goes on and on. $4.8 million.
Yeah, so he's talking about what we spent money on, how dumb it is. Okay. Now, he's talking about a conversation that he's had with Democrats where he says to him, look, we can't continue sending hundreds of billions of dollars to Ukraine and simultaneously pay for this country.
Why are the decisions of this body so awful? Because there's a printing press. I had a conversation with one of my Democrat colleagues, and I said, we have to make a choice. You've got to decide whether you want to help the poor in our country or want to help the poor in Ukraine or help whoever you're paying in Ukraine. He says, we shouldn't have to make a choice. Well, it's like, you do have to make a choice. The fact that you think you don't have to make a choice is why we're $36 trillion in the hole. You have to make choices. Which comes first, Ukraine or America? You can't do both. Because we don't have enough money. We only have enough taxes coming in to pay for Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid, and food stamps. Everything else is borrowed. So maybe able-bodied people need to go back to work. Maybe there needs to be a work requirement. Maybe, for goodness sakes, food stamps shouldn't buy sugar drinks, chips, ding-dongs, and Twinkies.
Yeah.
And truer words may have never been spoken. Yeah.
But he put it in a really great way. Like, if we just use straight up tax money instead of the borrowed and printed stuff.
Yeah.
We don't have money for anything.
Right.
And when you understand that, that's not explaining to the American people. It's kind of shocking. That was Senator Rand Paul, by the way. So what does that mean? Well, we're going to have to like basically either we're going to live with inflation. It's going to just become the norm. Middle class, new house, completely out of reach. Can't do it. Or we're going to make changes. Or we're going to be a poor nation. We'll be like Argentina.
Rent may be out of reach, Tara.
What?
Rent may be out of reach. You may still be living with mom and dad.
Well, I mean, you know, by the time Biden was done, I mean, you get yourself a new car, you're over $700 a month. I mean, and that was close. I mean, when that was closer to, you know, a mortgage payment when he got started. I mean, that's where we are. The American people need to understand this. And I kind of wish they had come up with a different way besides, hey, we'll give you $5,000 if we save $1.7 trillion because we can't afford to do that. But it still stands. Even if you're not paying taxes, as half of Americans aren't, and that's a big part of the problem. Even if you're not paying taxes, and you should, everyone should have skin in the game. I don't care how poor you are. You should have to pay something. You know what I really want to say? You know what we should do? It's too corrupt to have this pot of money. You know what we should do? We really need to get rid of the income tax, repeal the 16th Amendment, and just go ahead and go with sales tax. If we're going to do a tax at all, we should just go ahead and do a sales tax.
Well, and that way
so
you
people
know exactly,
can see it.
Yeah, exactly. And that's something, and I know I've said this before, and I hope I'm not boring you, but that's something that Rush Limbaugh said years ago, that the American citizen should have to sit down and write a check out to the government for taxes once a year. Instead of it being withdrawn from your paycheck, you should have to sit there and write that check out so every person knows exactly how much money you are sending to the federal government. How much of your paycheck they're taking, and then have some accountability for how it's being spent.
I agree. I really, you know what? I'm hoping that the sum total of this comes down to people going because we're just getting started. I mean that the fraud is horrific. What is happening? Oh, by the way, Lee Zeldin is tracing that money. The head of the EPA.
Good.
$20 billion, right? I mean, I'm still blown away. You can just transfer it out. You're a mid-level Biden, you know, a political appointee. You can just transfer it out of the door. And the way the rules are written, we're finding out, once the organization that gets it transfers it to the next organization, there's no oversight. All you got to do is hit send and move the money. Yeah, yeah. Wait till you find out. This is breaking news. Where some of you ended up. Folks, look, I don't work for the Psychic Network. Maybe I should. I literally said this earlier on the show before I knew this broke. I said, I saw going into Democrat campaign coffers and then their friends are getting rich off of it. Wait till you hear where it went.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
True crime fans will love Crime House True Crime Stories, a Crime House original podcast. Every Monday, you'll experience the most notorious true crime cases from that week in history, all linked by a common theme, from serial killers to disappearances to unsolved murders and so much more. Follow and listen to Crime House True Crime Stories, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, I do not work for the Psychic Network, but maybe I should apply. Okay, so here's the story. Young man, Biden appointee, thinks he's going on a date with a cute boy, but it's actually an undercover reporter who's a conservative, records him saying how at the EPA they had to throw the gold bars off the Titanic. That's how they think of your money. Throw the gold bars off the Titanic. So you remember that last week, right? Well, that video that was captured in the fall, first thing that Lee Zeldin did when he was appointed was went in there looking for the gold bars because Republican members of Congress wanted to go find them. Democrats did not. Now we know why. Oh, boy. I do a whole hour on this. It's so jaw-dropping. But essentially, the Democrat Party treated the federal government in your money as their personal piggy bank. You're there to serve them and work for them. You're really, truly, you know, serfs and their vassals. This is where we are. They are truly an oligarchy. They are a ruling class with their boot on your neck. Okay. Where to even begin with this? We'll get to Stacey Abrams and the $2 billion in a minute. And coming up, we'll get to the $5 billion more and where that went. Oh, boy. But what did I say earlier in the show? I guarantee you some of this money didn't go in their pockets, went into their campaign. Yeah, here we go. Into their campaign. Here is the first breaking investigative story on this. Uh-oh. Lee Zeldin's tracing this money. Guess where it went? The $20 billion into gold bars, you know. Folks, I still can't get over this. How do you have the power and lack of financial controls inside the EPA that you could just hit a forward button and a $20 billion goes out the door to like eight of your friends' nonprofits? I mean, we're not talking $20 million here. We're talking $20 billion. I mean, I can't even wrap my mind around that. Do you realize there's only 519 companies in the whole U.S. that are worth $5 billion or more? 519, that's it. And Stacey Abrams. There's just $2 billion, but still. Okay, well, now we're finding some of the money went to something called Powered Forward Communities. It's supposed to finance home efficiency upgrades. Power Forward partners with here, watch the money move, Southern Economic Advancement Project, Fair Count, two nonprofits funded by Abrams, as well as the American Federation of Teachers and the AFL-CIO. Okay, so what do you do here? This makes so much sense. The EPA is giving grants for enviro stuff, but by the time it passes hands a couple times, it's not even into anything environmental anymore. Now it's in the hands of the American Federation of Teachers and the AFL-CIO. Then it goes to a place called Climate Power, a group that then launched a $55 million ad campaign to sell Her Highness to you. Didn't work, thank God. Some folks got some splaining to do, and there's some pretty big names involved in this developing money transfer scandal. Randy Weingarten, she's the head of the teachers union, Her Highness herself, Kamala Harris, Jeff Bezos, the AFL-CIO, Gavin Newsom's top ally, Phil Angelides, and Barack Obama's former transportation secretary, and others. Oh, good. Oh, good. Meanwhile, folks, and we've been talking about this, this is breaking this morning, too, from Lee Zeldin. So he was chasing the coal bars, the $20 billion that the kid, he's just, I mean, he's a kid. This is a crazy part. Appointed by Biden at the EPA, he's like, yeah, we threw the gold bars off the Titanic, man. We just hit transfer, and out went to $20 billion. $20 billion with a B. Okay. Where did that go? Well, we found another, $2 billion of it went to Stacey Abrams, okay? Another $5 billion, well, I'll let EPA Administrator Lee Zeldin tell you where he found that.
The entire scheme as set up is fraud. It's wasteful. It is abuse. We just had another example come out over the last 24 hours where $5 billion went to another recipient. That person was the director of the Greenhouse Gas Reduction Fund. He comes from this fund, joins the Biden administration, becomes the director of the Greenhouse Gas Reduction Fund, and then gave $5 billion to his recently left former employer. That sounds like self-dealing. That sounds like a conflict of interest. And the other problem is that all of this money was put up front. It wasn't like there was performance. You show performance, then you ask for the next tranche. It was, here's $20 billion. And it was going to their friends on the left, as opposed to making sure that the money is going directly towards the purpose that you...
They sent it to their friends. Now, watch how they do this, okay? Lee Zeldin explained how they steal billions, because... once you transfer the $5 billion, right, goes into one agency, they transfer it right back out the door. While the time you get to the second one that they've transferred to, there's no federal oversight anymore. It just moves.
I'm not going to waste a penny. I have a zero tolerance. And Congress should want me to ensure that there's accountability and oversight. The way the agreements were written, when the money goes through the eight primary recipients receiving $20 billion as a pass-through, when it goes to the sub-grantees, yeah, the EPA isn't even a party to those account control agreements. The EPA actually put in writing that we would have less oversight and accountability, and many of those sub-grantees are also pass-throughs. The members of Congress, they should all be outraged. They should be upset that tax dollars are getting squandered, as opposed to trying to make me want to just close my eyes and allow this to play out. We're not going to allow it to happen. The Trump administration has zero tolerance for this.
Okay, so if you're listening to this, the way they have this scam going, they transfer the $20 billion out the door. They hit send because there's no controls. It goes to the first grantee, all of it at one time. There's no, like, we'll give it in tranches, right? Well, they turn around very quickly, move it to the next grantee, and there's no oversight whatsoever. Nobody knows where it is. Nobody knows where it is. In terms of, like, what are you doing with it? They can only watch it go from group to group to group. until it just vanishes into the ether. Now, listen to this, okay? This is the $2 billion that Stacey Abrams got. Are you ready for this? Now, again, keep in mind, this is $2 billion into an organization that had existed for mere months and had never received more than $100 in a month. Take a listen. And I don't know why this is not playing. Oh, okay, here we go.
When you can't watch.
Wait, that's not the wrong audio. I'm so sorry. Okay, never mind. All right, well, I'll just tell you what he said. It was because it was absolutely crazy. The grant said that the $2 billion had to be spent in 21 days. Had to be distributed. In other words, they moved it out. They moved it out fast. So they could get it to the second grantee where there's no federal oversight. The grant also said that the people handling it would take basic accounting, like, you know, instructions, lessons, so they could learn how to handle it. Folks, do you realize that, again, there are only 1,200 companies in the entire U.S. worth $2 billion or more? That's it. I think about this. Folks, this isn't even a country. This is an oligarchy. I don't even have words for this. Folks, it all makes sense now, doesn't it? Like, so much of this makes sense. Think about this. $750. $750 for Hurricane Helene victims in North Carolina. $27 billion to failed Democrat campaigns. Yeah, they're not giving out the money because they were going to keep it. Folks, I have been saying for a long time, just based on gut, that this is the largest criminal organization on earth. And I didn't realize how right that I am. Here's the audio from the last segment. This is Lee Zeldin, okay? And keep in mind, in the entire United States of America, there's only 1,200 companies worth $2 billion or more. And, Stacey Abrams. Listen to Lee Zeldin, the head of the EPA, talk about the contract for the $2 billion. They just hit send and send it out to Stacey Abrams. Again, to this organization, never had more than $100 at one time in its bank account, has only existed for months, not years. Months.
In 2024. Now, I was just reading over the grant agreement, Laura. On the first page, it gives the organization, this nonprofit, 21 days to distribute $2 billion. But this is the crazy part. I went to page 7 of the grant agreement, and it's giving the entity 90 days to complete a training called How to Develop a Budget. Now, I would say that if an organization needs to take a training on how to develop a budget, one, they should be taking the training before they're spending a dollar, but they definitely shouldn't be getting $2 billion.
Again, a separate report this morning coming out that another tranche of $5 billion. This is from him. Another tranche of $5 billion went out the door to another Democrat activist who got a job at the EPA and then had the money basically transferred to his old organization, $5 billion. Here's what's crazy. He said the way they wrote the contracts at the EPA was that we will not oversee it. We will be hands off. We will not oversee it once you transfer it. So they transfer it once. It goes to $5 billion, goes to, you know, Democrat friend of the month. And then it's sitting there. Once they transfer it again, the EPA agreement says it's gone. We're not watching it. This is theft. This is just, it's just, there's no words for it. This is why they're freaking out.
I'm not going to waste a penny.
Wait, here it is. Sorry, I hit the wrong one.
The entire scheme as set up is fraud. It's wasteful. It is.
Yeah,
abuse.
It's a scheme. We just had enough. That's why they don't want Elon Musk in a payment system. Think about who he is, too. This is what terrifies them. I mean, people think Elon Musk was Tesla, SpaceX. No, he pioneered what? Payments systems. PayPal, that's where he got his start. He was an executive at PayPal. He was a genius at it. He reworked the US payment system. He knows how to find this stuff. This is why they're screaming about killing him. And they really are trying to get him killed. I had the audio earlier. Take a look at that. Chris Matthews.
This guy's taken down the Congress. He's taken down the rights of the American people. He's the big boss overseas and back here. The big boss. Listen to him. Do what he says. Nobody's saying that. Chris Murphy's trying. I keep waiting. Who's going to stand up? Who's going to take a shot back at this guy?
They're whipping him into a frenzy. Meanwhile, folks, their obsession with censorship, given what they're up to, makes perfect sense. We had incredible breaking news overnight. USAID, which thank God is shut down, was building with your money, over $200 million, a world censorship system based on digital ID. This is what these bureaucrats do all day. They sit around and figure out, how do we censor you? Of course they do. When you're stealing this amount of money, you got to control everything. That's why the Democrats are doing this. Okay, this hearing didn't get a lot of coverage this week, but it needs to. This is the censorship industrial complex. Michael Schellenberger is testifying there about some stuff Doge found, but also stuff he has found inside USAID. Listen to what they were up to.
You know, USAID has been pushing digital IDs that would tie people's bank accounts to their social media profiles. I mean, it's out of Black Mirror. I mean, the idea would be that they'd be able to police and potentially debank you for something that you said online. It's extremely disturbing. And I was just kind of shaking my head because after 2 years of this, we just keep discovering more censorship initiatives hidden away in different agencies, the UN, USAID. I mean, it's madness.
It's terrifying. You agree. Programs like E-Verify and the one I-Verify, the one you just mentioned as well, could be weaponized by authoritarian governments to silence dissent. And you've seen
by our government
as well.
Yeah.
Well, of course, by our government as well.
Okay, so that's liberal journalist Michael Schellenberger testifying before Congress. And just to get it, the attention it should have. Okay, now, this is the part you need to listen to. So that's the one side, the digital ID. They can debank you. You're out of luck. Good. Can you imagine your life if you can only deal in cash? If you have a business, forget it. You're done. You're just done. You won't make it till noon. Okay, here's Representative Ben Klein talking about the $190 million. It was run through the UN via the State Department and USAID to develop this creepy algorithm. This is the other side of the world censorship program that USAID bureaucrats were building to enslave you.
The UN has also partnered with other players in the censorship industrial complex, including CrowdTangle, a Facebook Meta-connected fact-checking tool. Meaden got $250,000 from the National Science Foundation for identifying and countering misinformation on closed messaging platforms. An international fact-checking network, IFCN, a grant and fellowship-making organization to help fact-checkers, solution providers, and other eligible organizations launch new and innovative fact-checking programs and initiatives. Do you see I-Verify as part of a larger global trend towards centralized control over information?
Okay, now listen here. Okay, so that's a setup. I know it's a little wonky, but stick with me. This is where the $190 million went. USAID, you've got to one side, it's a digital ID, that system. This is the other side they built.
Mr. Schellenberger, you're aware that U.S. taxpayer dollars have been used by the U.N. to develop and implement an AI-assisted fact-checking tool to label speech as misinformation, disinformation, and malinformation, toxic or hate speech, correct?
Yes, sir. Very disturbing.
In fact, in 2021, the U.S. gave the U.N. development program $190 million in taxpayer dollars. And I-Verify, what they've developed, has been tested in five countries: Kenya, Honduras, Liberia, Sierra Leone, and Zambia. And it's intended to expand to more countries. Does that concern you?
Extremely.
Okay, those poor people in those. So you've got USAID. It's taking over countries now and controlling their speech through this they call it E-Verify and I-Verify. You know what it detects? Not just misinformation and disinformation, toxic speech and hate speech, which would cover, you know, anything they don't like, but also malinformation. You know what malinformation is? This entire show is malinformation. It's information they admit is true, but makes valued, trusted sources look bad. Yeah. So this whole show is malinformation. They've already unleashed it on five countries. Folks, this was a rolling dictatorship at USAID. Do you know how close we came, folks? Do you know what a gift today is? You woke up free this morning, and that is a miracle. Texter writes, Tara, I relocated to South Carolina. I've been a listener for about a year, during which time you talked about so many unbelievable things the left has done or been involved in. I think it's great for all of us to hear such information. Very frustrating, but everyone needs to hear it. My question is, why are these things not headline news? And furthermore, why is nothing ever done about... Okay, I haven't given you this cautionary warning in a while, okay? If you listen to talk radio, you are part of the 12 to 15% of America that is among the most important people on earth. Like outside of intelligence agencies. I'm serious. Among the most informed people on earth. And you got to realize, okay, we're like 9 months to 3 years ahead of everybody else. And I know that can be hard. You hear it. You know it. Why don't we do something right now? Well, the general public does not know it. But they're beginning to catch up. X has been a big part of it. It's taken us to catch up at warp speed. It's all coming together. I see it every day. I am excited. I am pumped up. I am righteously angry at what has been done to us. It's even worse than I thought. But I am very, very cautiously optimistic. Let me tell you why. This is going to get so much worse for the left. The best inoculation that we have against these people is for the irrefutable dollars and cents evidence of who they are and what they have done. And it all makes so much sense. Everything in the last couple of years. Remember when to the Democrats, if they couldn't get amnesty and total power, well, then the second thing they wanted the most in the Biden administration was what? To double the size of the IRS. Now we know why. They were transferring billions of dollars to their friends. We haven't even gotten that yet because a lot of it looks legit. Oh, well, it was a transfer. It was, you know, we know where it went. Oh, where'd it go, Stacey Abrams? Folks, that $20 billion Lee Zeldin found that I've spent a lot of the show on today, that is in every agency, I guarantee you. They're going to go start looking at these contracts, these billion-dollar contracts. This is why the Democrats are freaking out. This is why they censored us. This is why they doubled the size of the IRS. They got greedy. They wanted more. This is why Her Highness, before she ran, and Joe Biden were trying to automate tips systems and make that a requirement. They actually proposed it. The only reason they didn't go forward with it is because Donald Trump was running on the opposite. No, we're not going to tax your tips. They were going to take your tip. They were going to automate the system so it's all digital now so they could come find you and shake you down for every last damn dollar. Folks, think what they did. This is the selfishness of this because they were stealing it all. They needed more. This is why this year, for the first time, you've got to fess up all your spending on Venmo and PayPal. I've been talking about that all week. Wait till the soccer moms figure this out. There's always that mom on one every team, the debate team, soccer team, you know, the volleyball team, the one who books the buffet, the one who buys all the snacks all semester long for the team, and the other moms just, you know, transfer the money to her. Hey, yeah, thanks for buying snacks. Here's the payback. It was my turn. That woman has taken in more than $600. She's just being a good team mom, good room mom for field trips. She's going to tangle with the IRS because they have to you took in $600 or more. They got to send you a tax receipt. You're going to have to justify everything you did for the team. Why? The Democrats were trying to scrounge every last nickel because they had learned they could steal it. It all makes so much sense. This is why they were so stingy. No, you can only have $750 if your home is destroyed, you know, or if, you know, you had major damage on your home, we're going to turn you down. Why? Because they had to save the money for their friends. And the illegals who are going to put them in power forever so they can rob us blind. This is why they don't care about money printing. They are all getting rich. And this explains why, folks, we're allowed to attempt to kill Trump twice. This explains why they won't give us the details of the assassination. This explains why they intended to put him in prison for 700 years. The whole thing's coming together. Not as fast as we would like, but it is coming together. So we got to be patient.